And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Be happy or not. You like how I said that? Be happy or not. Also, boy, I need it. What do I need? I can't tell you that yet. That's the whole point of you listening. Another thing we're going to examine is the must in faith. And at the end of the hour, we're going to wind it down with today's Facebook post, Not Always Knowing.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Current events, like OJ, like orange juice? Yeah. Personal revelations. Did you get that one? Spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
And I pray the Lord my soul to keep me through.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Beautiful day today so far. I did get through. I had to take my car in and get some oil changed, and I did get caught in a traffic mess. That does happen. But then you just look outside and say, it's worth it. And then you hear about some of the things that our state government is doing. Apparently, we're going to have a somewhere between 23 and 63 cent tax hike on our gasoline per gallon. And then I look outside and I look at the weather and I say, it's worth it if Jesus comes back in the next 24 hours. It's kind of how I look at things. Here we go. This segment brought to you by, don't cry yet. This segment is brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and my good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife, Coral. Here is what you got to know. They're taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They're educating and supporting rural pastors. And again, I've said this before, rural pastors is not a pastor when you're thinking of the movie Deliverance. These rural pastors are 30 or 40 miles away from a road, let alone a civilization. And they encourage them and inspire them. And they go into these villages all over the world and they help them provide clean drinking water because they don't have water systems. So they're taking that water and they give it to people. And then people will say, well, why are you doing that? And then they share, well, let us tell you about the water of life. That's kind of their whole thing. Go to whitefields.org, whitefields.org, to check out the website. So you got video, you got pictures, you got the different things and projects they're working on. Always, as Steve fills in for me, always they ask for one thing above everything else: prayer. They like people just joining them in the struggle by praying for them. Man, they need prayer. They're not the only person that needs prayer, but you pray for them. They're good people, and I would never do what they do. But I admire that the Lord has called them to do it, and they're well-suited for it. So pray for Steve, pray for Coral, and the whole staff at Whitefields Ministries. Again, check it out, whitefields.org. Pretty simple. All right, let's get into what's bugging me. Animal lovers unite. Let's talk about this. It's brought to you by E.coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. ecolatermite.com. You know, they always have a deal for KPRZ people. All right, hold on. That's right. Okay, just making sure. All right, here's what's bugging me. Animal lovers unite. Most people know I have a dog, and my dog is named Levi. That's right. Actually, the dog is named Levi Redwing Spoon. That is his legal name. And I have noticed something, as Levi is now, he's a boxer, he's at the 6.5-year range. And I have noticed that Levi hangs out with his mom, a.k.a. my wife, best friend, coolest person in the world, much more lovingly than Levi hangs out with me. So in the last month, I've been trying to be more, here's the word, schmoozy lovable with my dog. It's kind of a Yiddish term for schmoozy lovable. And here's the one thing that's bugging me. The dog's not buying it. So when I go and I go to put my arm around the dog to give the dog a little, hey, love you, little dog, he thinks that I am wrestling and attacks me, jumps and goes and gets his little rubber cheeseburger. Because if you're my dog, you have to have a rubber cheeseburger. And then he sits there, comes back to me and growls like he wants me to chase him. He doesn't really understand fetch. He never has. I can't do anything about that. But that's what's bugging me. I can't get my dog to be huggy, lovey, schmooshy. He knows me only as the guy that plays. As some of you do. All right, let's get into our very first DDD, devotional diamond of the day. That's right, Levi, he's pretty smart, kind of. The title, Be Happy or Not. Be Happy or Not. So a while back, it was a song, you know, Don't Worry, Be Happy, and that won whatever award and this, that, whatever. And people are always like, you know, look on the bright side of life. I don't know if you're familiar with that song or not. But the idea is to, you know, everything, you know, positive this, positive that. And there's nothing wrong with being happy. And in fact, the truth of the matter is a majority of us spend a great deal of time pursuing things that will make us happy. So people will do what? They'll go into a sewing club or, you know, some kind of scrapbooking thing, or they'll do, you know, different exercises or a bicycling program, or they'll go to Comic-Con or whatever it is. They'll do the things that kind of make them happy and they enjoy. And that's, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're not kind of artificially trying to do it. But people look for different things. I get that. But look at what the scripture says about being happy. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14. When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. This is be happy or not. So here is the reality check that people need to understand. If things are going good, yay, right? But if things are going bad, you need to think about it, because God has made all these things take place. And if there's something going on, there may be something the Lord's trying to teach you. Here is the one flaw we have in this process, and that is everybody thinks that everything good always comes from God, and then there's nothing else but good in God, and then they take Satan and they go, everything that's hard or bad or whatever is from Satan, and they make this split. And so in their mind, if you remember our DDD yesterday, it's like, that is not how that goes. The Lord tests us so that we'll be obedient, so that we won't sin. That's just the process that we go through. It's very specific in Scripture, in Exodus chapter 20. So the idea that God doesn't allow us to go through trials, or doesn't allow us to walk through that path, or doesn't set those paths up so that there can be disturbances so that we will learn to lean on him, is ridiculous. It's absurdity. If you think that being in the will of God means that everything is always peaches, you're nuts. How about the disciples who were walking with Jesus when Jesus said, let's go to the other side of the lake, and they all got in the boat with Jesus, and as they were going, there was a storm. Now, was Jesus in the will of God? Yes. Were the disciples in the will of God? Yes, they were with Jesus in absolute obedience when they got in the boat. But there was still a storm. The will of God does not negate difficulty. If it did, Jesus would not have faced crucifixion. You understand that? He faced that, and that wasn't cheery. That wasn't happy. So in the scripture in Ecclesiastes, which, by the way, Ecclesiastes is imparting wisdom and insights for us to walk by. It doesn't mean that every single moment that you're happy, things are good, and every single moment they're bad, you just sit there and go, what happened, what happened, what happened? It's giving you a general principle in life. And if things aren't going a certain way, make sure that you're connected enough to the Lord so that if there's something God is trying to teach you, you'll get it. Otherwise, it could keep going for a little while. You want to connect with the Lord in everything that you're going through. And he's already made this promise that if it's not good, he'll turn it into good as he works his process through your life. So if you're happy, woo, you better be praising the Lord. Unfortunately, too many people forget the Lord when they're doing good. And that's bad, 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 bad. And then when things aren't going good, you need to come before the Lord and say, need your help? Trying to figure out what's going on. I don't quite get it. And so you should think about it. But God doesn't make one and not the other. In fact, if you just look at Job is a lot more specific about it. When he says, shall we receive only good from God and not difficult things, he said to his wife. It's like, that's real straightforward. Sometimes the Lord puts you through a trial and there's a purpose beyond what you see. And that then leads you to pursue God. Well, maybe in the depth of it all, that's the reason. So if things are going great, happy, 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 fantastic. If they're difficult or they're bad, consider. Come before the Lord. Ask him for insight. Ask him for wisdom. You don't have to be the perfect Christian, because you never will be. That's what the blood of Jesus is all about. But you need to be continually pursuing him. Like we said the other day, it's a relationship for eternity. It starts now, not later. So pursue God, happy or not. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about the problem with spending defense funds on gender reassignment costs.
I've talked to a number of military leaders, and at a time when our nation's military is literally going into museums to scavenge parts off of planes so that they can fly serviceable planes, why would we be taking limited resources on something that we don't need to do? And that's, we're talking literally into the billions of dollars over the next 10 years that would be directed away from buying essential military hardware to paying for the surgeries and the hormone treatments for these individuals who are recruited into the military knowing that this is what lies ahead.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right. I just sent a text out to our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam going to be hopefully joining us next week. That's kind of important for him to stay connected to the audience, because if you're looking at real estate in any way, shape, or form, if you're thinking about real estate, if you're at home and you're in bed and you're on a pillow with a blanket and it's just like you're snoozing, and then all of a sudden you think about real estate, that's the time you got to get up and get in touch with Sam. Right there. You say, well, Dave, what if it's 4 a.m? Call him anyway. See how it goes. That might not be a real grumpy, might not be a real friendly recession, but it'd be funny. His number, 858-780-1-SAM. I mean, 858-780-1-SAM. No wonder my dog doesn't want to hug me. 858-780-1-SAM or thinksam.com. Thinksam.com. Perhaps you are thinking in your mind, well, if I use Sam, what will happen? 25% of his commission goes to whatever church or ministry you want. And to close it out, if you need some help on your house, he'll forward up to 25 diesels for you to fix up your house. That's kind of nice. I think that's a nice deal. That's a good deal. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1-SAM. If it's not for you and for somebody else, we say, send them to Sam. Thank you very much. Okay. Last thing we want to say before we get into our next DDD, and I'm excited about it because I need it. I need it as much as anybody. More, in fact. KPRZ app. KPRZ app. You go to your app store, type in KPRZ. The app comes up. You tap it. It downloads. Bam. You can hear KPRZ wherever you are. You know, people will say to me, well, I'm not in my car. Well, you don't need to be in your car. If you've got a phone, you've got a radio in your hand. Bam, there it is. KPRZ.com. Don't forget about the KPRZ Fan Club. We've had an actual large increase in some of our fan base. And I told you, we get to 500. We're going to do some special giveaways, and we're like at 250. So let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling. Okay, here we go. This is an important DDD entitled, Boy, I Need It. Boy, I Need It. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Tell me if you need this. I need this right now. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You can't come to the throne of God in confidence the way that you need to in your own merit. You can't come to the throne of God in confidence in your own wisdom, in your own insight. The only way to come to the throne of God with confidence is through Jesus Christ. The great news is that is available for everybody who's never utilized that, and that is available for everybody who has utilized that and doesn't do it very often. You can come to the throne of grace with confidence. And it says this, so we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, from a salvation point of view, from a soteriology point of view, you know, absolutely you have grace and mercy at play. But what this says is that we can find grace and mercy in time of need. And while grace and mercy are essential for our salvations, and grace and mercy are essential for us to understand that right relationship with God, we can also find grace and mercy in a moment that we need it. And that's what you got to kind of recognize, that the Lord is not just here to give you fire insurance. He's not just here so you don't burn. He's not just here so you have a nice eternity. This is about an eternal relationship with God, who is eternal and makes you eternal. And this is a never-ending, always giving towards each other kind of concept. And what we get to find out is, once we are in the grace and mercy of God from a salvation point of view, that the Lord offers us grace and mercy in our time of need. And you might be thinking, well, in a time of need, I need to pay a bill. Okay. I need to have a better relationship with my spouse. Okay. I need my kids to listen. Okay. I need my people at work not to hate me so much. Okay. I need to like my job. Okay. But you can get mercy and grace in a situation, not just in salvation. That's the line to remember. Mercy and grace are also for situations, not just for salvation. Mercy is not getting what we deserve, like judgment. We deserve judgment. We're sinners. We will sin a minimum of 296,000 times in an 80-year lifespan at the low end. My end is probably more like 1.5 million, but that's not the point. The point is we deserve judgment for that sinfulness, but we don't receive the judgment. And that's what mercy is. Not getting what we do deserve. On the flip side of that is grace, the exact opposite. That's getting something you can never deserve, like eternal life or the love of God. Mercy, not getting what you do deserve, judgment. Grace, getting what you don't deserve, the love of God in eternal life. We need what we don't deserve, and we need to not be called on what we do deserve in our situations. I know you're thinking, what? But you know how grace and mercy work in your salvation, right? How it's God doesn't judge you, but yet grants you eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's how grace and mercy work. But grace and mercy are for every day that you live. In a time of need, in a time when you need help, when you need the grace and mercy of God, it's available. And the scripture encourages us, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we might receive mercy and find grace. The Lord is encouraging us to ask him and pursue him for this. As you will note, in every teaching we have done over 5 years, they always point back to the same thing, your connection to God. And grace and mercy for your circumstance must flow through your connection with the Lord. So do you need grace in your work situation? Do you need mercy in a relationship? Do you need grace and mercy in your overall occupation, or even in ministry? If you're in ministry and you're like, man, I'm finding this really tough, it's difficult to do. Do you need grace and mercy? That throne is available on a regular basis for you to ask God's grace and mercy into your situation. Again, grace and mercy are for situations and not just salvation. And we need to be able to come to the throne of God in confidence, thinking, yeah, because you know what's amazing? Jesus said, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants to pour stuff out upon us. He wants to guide us and bless us and direct us. But we need to be centered in him. Unfortunately, I think all too often, I'm centered in myself. That's not good. But if I'm centered in him, I can have grace and mercy for that which I face daily, as well as the grace and mercy that is available to me through the redemption of Jesus Christ for salvation. That is awesome. And boy, I need it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
After the decisions to ban prayer and Bible reading in schools, someone observed that kids were going to have to go to a hotel just to read a Bible. That reference was to the long-standing ministry of the Gideon's organization to place a Bible in every hotel and motel room in America. There are still some countries in the world today where the Bible is banned, where people would love the opportunity to own or have access to God's Word. We should remember the words of the American founding father, Patrick Henry, who said, "The Bible is worth all the other books which have ever been printed." This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's Word on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Ephesians 6:6 tells us that Christians are to be slaves of Christ. For Leonard Dober, this verse was more than a figure of speech. In the late 1730s, he decided to sell himself into slavery in order to witness to slaves in the Virgin Islands. But no master would take a white man, so he moved into a mud hut where he could live alongside the slaves. Leonard was ridiculed by many fellow Christians as being too extreme, but he understood that the call of discipleship is a call to total surrender. Like Leonard, may we live as slaves to the one who has set us free from sin and death.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in a prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries. But for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I just noticed that my phone wasn't working out of nowhere. It's just like, nope, doesn't work. Okay. You know what I like about new phones? You know what I like about them? Nothing. Okay. I like it when the phone used to work. That was fantastic. Now if it crashes, it's like it takes a reboot from NASA. I don't think that's great. I'm not sure that's progress. I know people think it is, but I'm still working through that. Abounding Grace, not just at 1:30 p.m., as you know, but now 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, right after the show. So there, Pastor Chris Gordon is on just before the show, just after the show. And like I mentioned, I talked to Chris yesterday. And the day before. Something like that. And in essence, he's going to be on vacay, come back, and he's going to come out and hang with us for a day, kind of getting a better feel for the show. I'm excited because I like the idea of having somebody who is committed to Scripture and believes that the Word of God is the plumb line. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And we talked about it. It's like it's so cool. It's like, yeah, the radio's not the pulpit. It's like, yeah, you got it, man. All right, cool. So we're going to have a good time. Don't forget Pathway to Victories with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Dr. Jeffress is going to be our key speaker at our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. That should be cool. And then last, before we get into our DDD, Experience Israel Tour. And that's pretty simple. You go to experienceisraeltour.com. It's from Genesis Tours. It's from Reuven Doran. And Reuven's a great guy. He's been on the show several times. And every time somebody goes on one of Reuven's tours, they love it. They just love it. So if you need more info, it's also on kprz.com. Somebody did want to update, and we're going to give them that because my very good friend and temporary producer, Agent Squires, just gave me an update 15 minutes ago on our cause for Save the Children. We're at 95%, about $363 away. Not very much. It's about five or six people. It's $60. I think it's great. We try and tell you everything. You guys are at 95%. Man, if we can wrap this up before the end of the week, we'll do it a week early, and that will just be great. And that'll be awesome. And I just appreciate everybody committing to it, doing the best they can. I understand it's not for everybody, but some people, you know, they connect to it like I do, and I just appreciate everybody partnering. It's cool. All right, let's get into our next DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. And this one I wrote today, and I like telling you when I write them, I have 2,000 of these that I've never talked about. But this one I wrote today, this morning, and the title of this is called Must, Must, Must. That's not missed, missed, missed. That's not mass, mass, mass. It's must, must, must. John chapter 12, verses 47 through 48. As for anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world. There is a judge. For the one who rejects me and does not receive my words. The word that I have spoken will judge him on that last day. Oh, I love this. It's so good. Watch this. People go, what? I don't get it. You just confused me. I didn't confuse anybody. I'm reading. Jesus said this, hear my words. Okay, let's do a quick fact check. Do people on cable television who host shows speak Jesus? No. They speak ratings, just like everybody else. Actually, most radio stations speak ratings. We do a little bit more audience speak than ratings speak, if you notice. Don't talk a lot about ratings. Here is what Jesus said. He said, if you hear my words. Okay, quick question, quiz. Where are the words of Jesus? What we know for sure is that they're in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but we also believe that the entire Bible, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, is God's word. And we believe that the word of God is inspired. Men carried along by the Holy Spirit, verbal plenary process in theological terms for how we got the word, and that these people were inspired by God, carried along by the Holy Spirit, and without losing their personality in the writing, but carried along. And that's the word of God. We know for sure the specific words of Jesus are in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Nobody argues that's the gospel. Nobody argues that. And in fact, Paul in the book of Timothy says to pull doctrine out of the gospels, just in case you don't know that, but we'll get to that another time. And Jesus says, hear my words. And the person that does not keep them, that's somebody who does not respect or honor or reverence or appreciate or surrender to the word of God. The people that mock the Bible, they mock flat earther. They go flat earthers. Like if they knew Isaiah 40:22, they would have known that it says, unto him who sits on the circle of the earth 1500 years before science discovered it. But that's besides the point. The point is these are people who do not hear his words. They reject God. They reject Jesus Christ, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. And anybody who believes it, it should just be executed. And that's where it's heading, by the way, if you don't know that. And Jesus says, you know what? I won't judge. Isn't that fantastic? Jesus says, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, but if you don't keep my word, I'm not going to judge you. Wait, he doesn't say you won't be judged. He said, I'm not going to judge you. There's a big difference. So Jesus goes, all right, I'm going to tell you something. And if you don't keep what I say, I'm not going to judge you. Oh, you're going to be judged. It's just not going to be by me. And then you're thinking, well, who's it going to be? Who's going to judge the people? Oh, cool. Verse 49, I have not spoken of my own, but the Father who sent me has commanded me. And I know that his command leads to eternal life. So I speak exactly what the Father has told me to say. You know who's going to judge the people that reject the word of Jesus Christ? The Father. Jesus isn't going to do it. The Father's going to do it. And if you reject the word of God, you're going to get judged by God. Now watch this. Well, are you saying that you need to believe the Bible in order to be a Christian? Yes. Well, wait, don't you want to say that a little differently? No. Well, what about somebody that never gets to read the Bible? I think God is totally fair and adequate. It's not a problem. But that's not you, is it? So even though you want to deflect the argument, let's keep the argument on point. If you reject the word of God, God is going to judge you. And you think, well, that's not fair. Tough. God's not here to acquiesce to humanity. God is not around to go, well, I hope everybody likes this. I hope this is nice and pleasant and everybody has a real good time. Let me put a little straw in your iced tea. This is not how this goes. People are going to stand before God. And if you reject the word of God, God is going to reject you. And if you acknowledge and accept the word of God, he's going to accept you. And then people out there are going, well, that's just totally unrighteous. You wouldn't know righteousness if it slapped you across the face. Come on. God knows what's righteous. Man does not know what's right. Man can't even figure out anymore in the last 2 years what's male and female. That's how disturbed we are. We can't even determine now, because of a bathroom law, who's a guy, who's a girl. I mean, this is just absurdity. Now you can't use pronouns, because by golly, they're racist, sexist, bigoted, and oh, come on. And you want to appease these people. Why? Do they have a heaven to put you in? What do they promise you? Nothing. You know what's amazing? If you don't conform, they're trying to financially destroy you. I read about that in Revelation 13. You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. I read that. When you as a Christian love the word, that should be a testimony to you. Brother, sister, you are saved. That's all you got to know. Like, well, I know, but the world's getting nutty. Sure is. Stand in the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Stay with the truth. Don't let the world's wisdom warp you, which means don't take too much of that wisdom in your diet. If you want to stay current in prayer, but we must hear, receive, process, and walk by the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because to reject them is to reject God. And while in Jesus's capacity in the Trinity, he won't judge you, the Father will. And for those who listen that don't like all that stuff, I would say something like nanny, nanny, boo, boo, but it doesn't seem highly mature. So I'll just say, so there. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
In Oregon, lawmakers have passed a bill requiring insurers to pay 100% of all abortion costs. This is truth itself. Oregon lawmakers passed the bill last week. It would require insurers to pay 100% of all abortion on-demand costs, no matter how late term the pregnancy is. The bill also requires insurers to pay $10 million into a fund for public funding of abortions, into what critics are saying is a gift to Planned Parenthood. There are some exemptions for religious-based health care providers, but Bill Diss, leader of Precious Children of Portland and a member of Holy Rosary Parish in the city, told Portland's Catholic Sentinel that other portions of the bill promoted the killing of unborn children. The Oregon Catholic Conference has asked that citizens opposed to the bill support the proposed 2018 ballot initiative Stop Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. The proposed act would keep state funds from being used for any abortion that is not medically necessary or when spending is required by federal law. To qualify for the ballot, the petition needs 117,000 signatures from registered voters. The Oregon Catholic Conference said in a statement, by insisting on complete insurance coverage of abortion, including late-term and sex-selective abortions, the legislature shows itself intolerant of widely held opposing views and will compel thousands of Oregonians to support what their conscience rejects.
More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to healthcare based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In my heart there are tears, so I come to my friend.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. People may be curious, why so ferocious? Well, I'm trying to make a point. And as my dad taught me, Dave, you have a point there, but if you wear a hat, nobody will notice it. Here we go. That's right. I think things like that are funny, in fact. Don't forget about our school tuitions, half price off. You can go to kprz.com, click on the tuitions link, and get 50% off. Christian education, an excellent opportunity for somebody who's never done Christian education to get involved and see if it's the direction you want to go. I was just talking in the off moments there with our own Agent Squires. It's just amazing to think that we have gotten to a point in society where you can't tell the difference between a man and a woman because it might be offensive. I think what's going to be really offensive is when God comes back and says, everything you have done has offended me. I think that's going to be much worse than the consequences of the worldly system. Just my take. And then, it was a good question that Agent Squires asked me. He's like, well, where does it come from? And it comes from one place, Satan. There's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. That's what's going on. Not, oh, we're trying to win this political, we're doing this, we're far to the left, we're far to the right. If you're a Christian, you better be top center, and you better recognize there's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Choose. All right. And now that I've done all that and got it all out of my system, now we'll do some other stuff. This is the Facebook post, and this apparently has some application to a few people that I know. And didn't quite realize that when I'd selected it, that it would be helpful. And I hope it is helpful for you. It's called Not Always Knowing. Not Always Knowing. Do you know that feeling? Because I do. Acts chapter 20, verse 22. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there. Here is the Apostle Paul talking about the fact that he is going somewhere because he believes the Holy Spirit is leading him there, but he doesn't know what's going to happen. So let me use that as a great springboard. And I've talked to many people over the years about the same subject. Maybe you're at a job and you don't like it. But you do feel like the Lord wants you to stay there, but you can't, you don't like it or this, that, whatever. But you really believe God wants you there and you don't know what's going to happen. Okay. You would fit into this passage. Maybe you're a person that's going to go to a different city and you know you're supposed to go there, but you don't know why you're supposed to go there. Okay. Well, that would fit in this passage. Maybe you're a person who's thinking, I'm supposed to start this ministry. I don't really know much about it, but I know I'm supposed to do it, and I don't know how it's going to work. This would fit you. All of those things and more fit in this box, so to speak. It says, Paul said, and now behold, I am going to Jerusalem. This is Acts 20:22. Sometimes we're going. We're heading somewhere. And he says, constrained by the Spirit. He's directed, he's led, he feels the burden of the Spirit of God to do this. He's like, I gotta do this. You ever have that feeling? I just think there's something more, and you're just looking for that something more. I gotta do it. I gotta do it. Here's the only element you have to be aware of. You don't always get to know what will happen when you take that step. I'm pretty confident that Pastor Jason David did not know when he put together this youth rally that there was something that was going to happen, and it wasn't necessarily a good thing, although the Lord is using it for good, taking what he went through, a cancer situation, and bringing that now to write him completing a song that he began but finished only recently, put that song up. Now they're at 4.2 million views on Facebook, with 100-plus churches using that song for worship in multiple countries. You don't always know what's going to happen. But that's the key to trust. You don't always know what's going to happen. If you knew everything that would happen, you would never have to have faith in God. You would have to have obedience. That's different. If you knew everything that was going to happen, you either do it or you don't. That's obedience. But what we operate in is not knowing. And that is where trust comes into play. So perhaps, and I can tell this is meeting the needs of some people right now. Perhaps you're being directed by the Spirit, but you don't know what that outcome is. I share that with you, having done multiple things, not knowing where it led, some positive, some negative, some in the Lord, some not so in the Lord, doing the best I can, but there is a trust factor. And it really does slam us in our spiritual mindset. Do we trust God? Is the quality of God good in your mind or great in your mind where you trust him? You might be directed to go somewhere, and you might be led by the Spirit, but you might not know all the details. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, then we're coming back for more. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.